I showed my ass eventually.
Did you?
Yeah. I blacked out, like, hard blackout.
I don't remember you leaving.
Like, there's nothing I remember.
Really?
Nothing.
I have a peer. There's a good, like...
I woke up hammered, and we shoplifted at Blaze Pizza.
Oh, yeah, we shoplifted drinks. That was awesome. I forgot about that. Yeah. I was fucking floating. I was just floating around.
I usually don't have the courage to shoplift. Steal things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should get drunk more and start stealing. Hammered. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was when you came up with your fucking sick-ass crime idea.
What's that?
To pretend you're retarded and steal TVs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is a great idea. I could definitely do that.
Look, I could pretend I'm retarded and just walk out of Best Buy with flat screens. And then I could come up as your handler and be like, oh, my, sorry about that. He's fucking.
If I get caught.
Exactly.
Otherwise, just all you have to do is hike up your sweatpants.
Yep.
Walk on your toes. Bit of a hunch.
Yep.
And you're out.
And just fucking
open your mouth and stick your jaw out a little. Your bottom jaw. Well, your only jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it
now
right
now. You're full fucking, you can steal whatever you want.
Then we got to fence them off.
We got to fence who off?
We got to fence off. We got to sell them. We got to sell the stolen merch.
Oh, okay.
Fencing.
They're going to get me on tape, though.
What?
Prancing out with
flat
screen.
Do one big job. Get two, retire as a retarded thief.
That is a good plan.
It will be good. I can create a diversion.
How?
I'll fucking just go in there and do some fucking like dancing and stuff. I'll just like jump in or like knock something over. You could start a fight and you could have someone fucking zip right out of a thing.
All you have to just tell the fucking dipshit security guards you want to do a mannequin challenge with them.
No.
And then I'll fucking prance out.
I could also piss my pants. If I pissed my
just
pants,
stand in the middle
if
and
I
piss.
Started peeing on the security guard, he'd go, ah, then you could just retarded right out of there, dude.
You could. Oh, man. Sorry. Don't do the fucking noise.
The noise?
Yeah,
the noise. Some of the security guard getting pissed on himself. Like, oh, okay. Oh.
All right. Good. I thought you were talking about the noise I was going to make out the door.
You'd have to make a noise.
That's fun. Just a retarded guy running. Just
it sounds like a lightsaber flying by your head.
Oh, man. Well,
big things going in 2017.
That's still a little too hot for the cast.
Retail theft.
A lot of people.
Oh, dude, I remembered my life hack I talked about in the last episode and forgot. I remembered what it was. Just contesting all your credit card charges.
Oh, nice.
I do it for, like, stuff. Any kind of subscription, I'm like, even if I agreed to pay the subscription, I'm just like, nope. And I just, like, I canceled this months ago. You send an email to the subscription, and then you just cancel on your credit card. I just saved myself $55.
Nice. All the listeners out there, do what Matt does.
Yep. Dude, especially if
contest
you
contest all charges.
Especially if you're weak one night and you get it on a webcam site, contest it. They'll give it back to you.
Really?
Dude,
you get on webcam sites and pay people?
I've done it twice, and I'll never do it again. But, like, I've gotten, like, drunk.
I always see. That's another one. I always wonder who the fuck these people are paying in Bitcoin for some lady to finger herself.
I heard about it, and I was like, that's so dumb. And then one night I was drunk, and I was like, I'll try it out. And then, like, I did it, and I'm like, it's fucking. You just give, like, $40. It just, like, some girls on the other end, like, bring, bring. And they're just, like, looking at you, and you're like, get naked, and they're just like, hello? And you're like, fuck. Next thing you know, you're down $45, and you're like, it sucks.
We used to get on the free
my
webcam
free
sites and make the ladies say my one friend's dad's name. And we would film it and send it to them. I just remember it. She'd be like, Bill.
She would say his full name.
Oh,
that's
man.
Fucking sick.
Yeah, that one is weird that you did, and also you clicked on the fucking game.
The game, dude.
That's
it wasn't
funny.
The demons. It wasn't the demons.
Either way, it's a cartoon chick getting fucked, and you were like,
I wanted to see if the game would make me come in 5 minutes, dude.
I can't believe that. It was just fucking Age of Empires.
When I get on internet, I've chilled out on the internet porn, but like I'll get into a vicious porn hole where I'm just like just clicking this to that. Next thing I know, I'm like, where the fuck did I end up?
Yeah, didn't you? You had a porn problem, didn't you?
Fuck yeah, dude! I fucking cut it out. I had a bad porn problem. Like a porn addict, dude.
I remember there was like an MTV True Life of like I'm addicted to porn.
Yeah.
And dudes would just sit there for like 3 hours a day watching porn.
Yeah, it was never that bad, but I used to watch porn in the morning. Like I'd be eating cereal and I'd just like watch porn on my laptop and eat
really?
Cereal. I'd just watch it and eat cereal and then like shut it and go to class.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, I just would be like, well, check out some porn. Because I would see I would be like, I'm going to jerk off later today. Let me scout out what's like any new vids. That way I can get right into them.
Damn. Yeah. That's pretty good.
I know.
I mean, if you put it that way, it's not so bad, but
it's kind of sickening.
It's weird to be eating cereal and watching porn.
Yeah, I'm trying to be porn free, totally.
If I'm not, you know, jerking off to it, porn by itself is pretty fucking weird.
It is weird. It's bizarre, you know.
You know, if I'm not going after it, I'm just thinking about like the lady and her life. How
yeah.
shitty the dude probably is. Dude, how shitty both those people probably are.
It sucks. It does. It sucks, dude.
It's a weird way to start your day.
Yeah, but dude. But you know, I was just in my head. I was just like, "Fuck yeah, I'm gonna jerk off this lady."
What was your go-to choice of cereal?
What was I eating? Probably the Kashi at the time.
You always eat K shit. What the fuck is Kashi?
Some weird cereal.
It's like, is it Korean?
No.
Oh. It's a Kashi.
It's a Kashi.
It's a Kashi.
Now, Kashi kind of sucks. I came to find out. But, dude, yeah, that's. I really want to get off the porn altogether and just humble myself and take what sniz I deserve. Right, I'm about to go on like a serious, just only chubbies, dude.
Only chubby chicks?
Just chubbies. Just chubbies. That's it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's an interesting tactic.
Yeah. Just whatever I deserve
that,
right
is
now.
Is that something you're going to go with?
That's my new thing.
You're only fucking chubby chicks.
Just chicks I deserve.
What do you mean by chicks you deserve?
Well, there's always like a way when you're dating to kind of make yourself seem like, oh, I just tell girls, I'm like, I only want to have sex. So the only girls that'll put up with that are chubbies and like like big heads. I had a string of big heads for a while in college. Chicks with big ass fucking heads. That's what I deserve right now. That's my caliber.
Only big like heads and chubbies?
Big heads and chubbies. Moon faces, dude. Moon faces. Big nose, big chin, moon face. That's what I deserve. That's my caliber.
You ever combo it? You ever get a chubby moon face?
Oh, yeah, dude. I had a period in college where for some reason the only thing I attracted were big-headed Latina nerds.
It How many?
Two. But still,
I was gonna say,
it was two at once. I had two big-headed Latina nerds at once.
Wow.
Not at the same time, but like, they were my babes. But I'm going back to my roots, dude.
What,
big-headed? Just as I deserve.
Big-headed, moon-faced chubbies?
Yep. I just tell them straight up, I'm like, all I want is a lover. And they're like, okay. I was talking to a girl last night, I'm like, but it's in like a Shakespearean sense. It's really classy. And she was like, all right, when do you want to hang out?
Jeez, man. I would love to see those fucking Tinder dates.
Dude,
I'm only looking for a lover.
Dude, I'm being honest, dude. I'm not playing these games of like, yeah, you know what? Like, it's so funny because girls will tell you about guys. Like, this other guy my friend's dating is an asshole. He doesn't want anything serious. And I'm like, yeah, what a dick. What a fucking asshole.
That's where you need a good moon face to come in.
Moon face, she knows. Dude. Even just a nice big chubby dude just be like, yeah, you know, I'm going with the flow. That's what they say now.
What, the chubbies?
I had someone be like, well, let's just go with the flow and see where it goes. I'm like, if there's a big waterfall and it's 50-foot drop. And she was like, you're a dick. That's why I'm getting no ass right now.
Yeah, you got to switch that tactic up.
I refuse. I refuse to paint myself as some sort of like, yeah, no, let's just see what happens. I'm like, I know what's going to happen. I'm moving in a year and, you know.
And you're a moon face.
Shit's going to I'm going to get better sniz. The universe is going to reward me when I get better at my craft. Dude, if I explain this shit to chicks, they're like, what?
Yeah, if you say the universe is going to reward me when I get better at my craft. So now I'm fucking moon faces. I got to fuck moon faces until I get good at stand-up.
There's actually a thing in the Kama Sutra that says you should practice sex on like uglier women to like control your stamina, I swear to God. It's pretty funny.
For a guy who hates Asians, you sure do have a strong ties to Asia and
I
Eastern
do.
Practices.
I'm very Eastern.
You are.
I'm way into the Kama Sutra, especially that passage, just practicing on fucking
practicing on ugly chicks.
Especially, imagine that written, when was that, 1,500 years ago in India?
I don't know when the Kama Sutra was written.
I'm just guessing 1,500. I'm guessing a little bit after Jesus.
All right.
Or maybe before, I don't know. Either way, imagine, just say 1,000 years ago in India, the guy being like, fuck the ugly ones. It was probably like, just chicks coming out of the fucking sand.
Oh my God.
Just like four tits. They were like worshipped as gods.